Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Saldanha City Council passed a resolution authorizing the city manager to enter a sole source professional services contract with HDR Engineering, Inc. for water and wastewater rate studies in the amount of $43,731. According to the city, water and wastewater services must be provided by autonomous and financially independent facilities, and setting the rates is deemed an important task that must be refreshed periodically to ensure prudent cost of service fees. City Manager Stephanie Queen told the City Council,
"The council has seen several different pieces of legislation related to this topic, both authorizing us to apply for the grants for the two rate studies with the water and sewer components, as well as to appropriate those funds. We have received the grant agreement paperwork, and this resolution would authorize us to enter into a contract with HDR as the firm that has provided a proposal to move forward with that work. HDR is very familiar with our system. They have analyzed the technical aspects of our system. They provided a previous rate study to the city, and we felt that those qualifications and that knowledge and potential cost savings justified bringing forward this request to seek authorization to execute a contract directly with them."
Kyle Cornelis, Public Works Director, told the Saldanha City Council that HDR Engineering developed the city's utility master plans in 2016, which include the building block data necessary to conduct rate studies. In addition to developing the two previous rate studies in 2009 and 2015, HDR Engineering reportedly are an industry leader in rate setting, as well as having extensive knowledge of specifically the utilities in Saldanha. The combined amounts for the water rate study and the wastewater rate study total $43,731, and the resolution unanimously passed the Saldanha City Council. The Alaska House of Representatives passed a bill that aims to provide greater assistance to the families of Alaska's workers permanently injured or killed on the job. Representative Andy Josephson's House Bill 30 modernizes compensation levels that have been stagnant for over 20 years and lengthens payments of benefits for children orphaned by a worksite accident. Representative Andy Josephson of Anchorage told the House floor,
"House Bill 30, the first thing it does, and most important thing it does, is it updates permanent partial impairment rates for the whole body to reflect inflation. These haven't been addressed in 22 years. Second, it updates a death benefit for non-nuclear family dependents that hasn't been updated in over half a century, since 1968, to be exact. It does not change how death benefits are calculated in general, since this calculation in Alaska is tied to the average weekly wage. It also updates smaller items like funeral expenses where there's a death. The bill, I'm happy to report, according to the fiscal notes, cost the state really just a few $100,000. The state agencies have to pay into the risk management, and so they sort of pay a tax. But the net effect is it's a few $100,000 to the state.
House Bill 30 would adjust the base amount used to calculate permanent partial impairment, moving it from $177,000 to $273,000, which brings Alaska up to the national average. Additionally, the bill conservatively increases compensation for death benefits and funeral expenses to account for inflation. It also extends benefits for orphans from the age of 19 to the age of 23. House Bill 30 passed the House on a 29-10 vote and has been transmitted to the state Senate. More info, RadioKenai.com. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.